The years 1788 and 1789 were a time of intense debate, political maneuvering, and ultimately transformation for the United States. The Constitution, drafted during the summer of 1787, was now in the hands of the states, and the question of whether it would be ratified loomed large. This period was a political landslide, a moment of profound change that would determine the future of the nation. It was a time when the ideals of the Revolution were put to the test, and when the American people grappled with the question of what kind of government they wanted. 1788 through 89 were a landslide. The ratification process was far from smooth. The Constitution faced fierce opposition from Anti-Federalists, who feared that a strong central government would infringe on the rights of the states and individuals. They argued that the Constitution lacked a Bill of Rights to protect individual freedoms and that it gave too much power to the federal government. The Anti-Federalists were a diverse group, including small farmers, state politicians, and prominent figures like Patrick Henry and George Mason. Their concerns resonated with many Americans, who were wary of centralized authority after their experience with British rule. On the other side of the debate were the Federalists, who supported the Constitution and argued that a strong central government was essential to the survival of the nation. Led by figures like Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and John Jay, the Federalists made their case in a series of essays known as the Federalist Papers. These essays, published in newspapers across the country, laid out the philosophical and practical arguments for the Constitution, addressing concerns about the balance of power, the protection of individual rights, and the dangers of factionalism. The Federalist Papers remain one of the most important works of political theory in American history, and they played a crucial role in shaping public opinion. The ratification process unfolded state by state, with each state holding its own convention to debate and vote on the Constitution. The first states to ratify were Delaware, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, all of which did so by the end of 1787. But the real battlegrounds were the larger states, where opposition was strongest. In Massachusetts, the ratification debate was particularly contentious. Anti-Federalists dominated the early discussions, but Federalists were able to secure victory by promising to add a Bill of Rights to the Constitution after ratification. This compromise set a precedent that would be followed in other states. By the summer of 1788, the Constitution had been ratified by the required 9 states, but the support of key states like Virginia and New York was still in doubt. Virginia, the largest and most influential state, was home to some of the most vocal Anti-Federalists, including Patrick Henry and George Mason. The Virginia Ratifying Convention was a dramatic and hard-fought battle, but in the end, the Federalists prevailed, thanks in large part to the efforts of James Madison, who skillfully defended the Constitution and addressed the concerns of its critics. New York was another critical battleground. The state was deeply divided, with Anti-Federalists holding a strong majority in the early stages of the convention. But the Federalists, led by Alexander Hamilton, were able to turn the tide by emphasizing the economic benefits of a strong central government and by promising to support the addition of a Bill of Rights. The ratification of New York in July 1788 was a major victory for the Federalists and ensured that the new government would have the support of one of the nation's most important states. With the Constitution ratified, the focus shifted to the implementation of the new government. The first elections under the Constitution were held in late 1788 and early 1789, and the results were a landslide victory for the Federalists. George Washington was unanimously elected as the first president, and John Adams was elected vice president. The new Congress, dominated by Federalists, quickly set to work establishing the institutions and policies of the new government. One of the first tasks of the new Congress was to address the concerns of the Anti-Federalists by drafting a Bill of Rights. James Madison took the lead in this effort, introducing a series of amendments that would become the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. These amendments, known as the Bill of Rights, guaranteed fundamental freedoms such as freedom of speech, religion, and the press, and they addressed concerns about the powers of the federal government. The Bill of Rights was ratified in 1791, fulfilling the promise made during the ratification debates and helping to secure the legitimacy of the new government. The inauguration of George Washington on April 30th, 1789, marked the official beginning of the new government. Washington's presidency set many of the precedents that would define the office, from the creation of a cabinet to the tradition of a 2-term limit. His leadership was crucial in establishing the authority and credibility of the new government, and his willingness to relinquish power after two terms set a powerful example for future leaders. The period from 1788 to 1789 was a political landslide, a time of dramatic change and transformation. It was a time when the American people grappled with the question of what kind of government they wanted, and when the ideals of the Revolution were put to the test. The ratification of the Constitution and the establishment of the new government were not the end of the story, but the beginning of a new chapter in the nation's history. It was a chapter marked by hope and uncertainty, by unity and division, and by the ongoing struggle to live up to the ideals of the Revolution. The Constitution remains a living document, a testament to the vision and determination of those who crafted it, and a guide for the ongoing journey toward a more perfect union.